Time to recap Redalow County Commissioners meeting, the first of a couple of here in the month of August, which is crazy to think about August. In our studios, County Commissioner Ted Gantz. It's crazy to think it's August already.
I know, Rich. We talk about this about every recap, but it's like, I don't know where this time goes. And school's going to get fired up here, and the kids are going to be back in school again, and we're going to be getting into fall here.
Do I dare even ask if your kids are excited to go back to school?
Well,
is that a big no?
maybe a little mixed review on that, you know, but yeah. I know my third grader, he's not excited.
Yeah, so, not yet.
Not yet, anyway, but it's good. He needs a little more. Right. I think it gets to that point, right, Rich, where you're like, okay, you know, we did the pool thing a bunch, and then it's just time to get back into the swing of things, you bet.
Got to do it, kid. You got to do it.
That's right.
All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. Anything first to review accounts payable claims?
Yep, we did that from 8:30 to 9 o'clock.
That's right. I'm going backwards a little bit. Citizens' comments first, I guess.
Yep. No citizens' comments yesterday, Rich. Nobody was present.
Board of Equalization meeting.
Yeah. Crystal Dack joined us yesterday. She had a couple things. One was motor vehicle tax exemption application from Community Hospital. They got a new vehicle, replaced one, and added a new one to their fleet. And then Crystal also had her second item of business was tax roll correction. It was for Gary Superfoods. That was tax roll correction number 11. It was an accelerated tax because of the sale of that facility in the amount of $5,630.22.
Collected and uncollected distress warrants.
Yeah, we reconvened the Board of Commissioners meeting. Crystal joined us again. Crystal issued 59 distress warrants and uncollected taxes. This is for personal property and leased lands. 59 were issued for a total of $146,048.91. Currently, Crystal collected 16 were returned uncollected for the amount of $128,576.17. 43 were collected in the amount of $36,656.91. So we have some outstanding still out there that needs paid. And so Crystal just presented that to the board, and they'll be reissued again. You hoping to collect?
Appointing a floodplain administrator.
Yeah, this is a deal here. Prior to Doug Terry being elected as our county surveyor, Miller and Associates always wore both hats, did the surveying and the floodplain administrator. And after speaking with Doug Terry, he was like, hey, you know, I was elected to do the surveying thing, and I get that. And we kind of were looking at other options. And so, we searched out Miller and Associates, and they had a gentleman that does that for in-house. And so we voted to hire Miller & Associates as our floodplain administrator. The cost of that is $100 per hour, which, again, we kind of wanted to get this figured out before budget season is over, so we knew what to put in the budget for that. We have them hired then for any of our floodplain issues. You bet.
Speaking of the budget, Dan Miller, CPA, on hand to talk about that?
Yeah, Dan stopped in and gave us the preliminary numbers of what we had put together. And so it's looking probably worse than last year a little bit. We're looking at, you know, at a 5% increase on from what last year's was, and then we're still going to have to buy down a little bit with inheritance tax, in large part we're still seeing some growth in some of our departments, mainly the sheriff's department and the jail, and so we're just seeing some growth there, and of course, you know, it everything takes money to run. So we're looking at that, but we are going to meet again on Tuesday, August 19th. We're going to hold a special meeting. So it's a little bit off. We couldn't do the Monday, so we're going to do Tuesday. And we're going to kind of go through that budget again and try to maybe make some cuts. You bet.
Consent agenda had a couple of items there.
Yep, we had four items. One was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two is approved counts payable claims in the amount of $243,123.60. Item number three was appoint MIPS to provide JPH postcards. That's for those pink postcards. Mm-hmm. And again, the state law requires that we as a board confirm who we'd use as a vendor if we need to do that. Item number four is authorized chairman's signature on applied connective quote. This was a grant that the clerk's office received for cybersecurity in the amount of $12,242. And so that'll kind of beef up some of the cybersecurity stuff with our offices up there. And so we approved all four items of the consent agenda, Rich.
And then a couple items in correspondence as well.
Yep. Item number one was FEMA. FEMA was just kind of FYI about disaster relief. We've been through that a couple times already. Item number two is Nebraska Department of Water, Energy, and Environment issue permit transfer to Hawkswell Land and Cattle. This was just a change of name, and then there was also a modification to the head count from 2,000 head to 1,700 head up at the what used to be the East Dairy. Yes, sir.
And then finally, monthly revenue reports.
Yep, we had three of those. The sheriff's monthly revenue report, the clerk's monthly revenue report. The clerk brought in $8,187.75. And we also reviewed the district court clerk's monthly revenue report, and they brought in $1,676.29. And so that concluded our meeting yesterday. Mm-hmm. We adjourned at 11:05 yesterday. But like I said, we're going to have another meeting on August 19th, just kind of primarily, well, completely a budget workshop, essentially. So,
and then the next regular one will be on the 25th? Then?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Again, we remind folks, if you want to stop in and sit on the county commissioners meeting, you can certainly do so.
Absolutely. We encourage it. If you want to stop by and have any comments, questions, or concerns, give us a call. Our number is listed on the county's website, or stop up to the meetings. You bet.